This sounds a little bit ominous to me, but I sort of understand the reason for it. But
yes.
Upon discharging you from hospital, they will now be filling out some sort of a form, an index, that'll basically score your risk of dying.
Well, this is an index not being used yet because it's still being developed, but it is an index developed at the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute. It's a means to try to help physicians and other healthcare professionals to know the best time to discharge a patient from hospital to reduce their risk of dying or hospital readmission based on 4 specific factors culled from 50 other variables that they looked at. And they looked at almost 5,000 patients. And these factors dealt with how long they stayed in hospital, how emergent or acute their injury or illness was when they were admitted, what other health conditions they had when they were admitted, so that's called comorbidities, and how many emergency department visits they had in the past 6 months. And those 4 variables, length of stay, which is L, acute admission A, comorbidity C, and emergency department visits E, is called the LACE index, L-A-C-E. And they validated this using other data and found that it was quite accurate at determining, on the basis of a score, what the risk was of someone either dying or being readmitted. So in this case, the scores ranged from 0, which meant there was a 2% expected risk of death or readmission. So even if you had 0, there was a 2% expected risk.
And what do they do with that?
What they do with that is that they use that to say, okay, let's identify what this person's risk is. Do they need more home care? Do they need a change in how their medication treatment is? Do they need more follow-up? Should they be seen back at the hospital with the physician that either did the surgery? Those type of aspects to sort of take into account what you can expect could potentially happen to that patient on the basis of that risk. So what you're trying to do is to mitigate or reduce the variables or the risk associated with those variables that could cause harm to the patient. There's no 0% risk. As you know, there's risk in everything that is done. But what you're trying to do is identify those points and then address each one of them on the basis of this risk score to then say, okay, we now see where this risk lies. Let's try and reduce it. So it makes it a bit easier
right. Because
it's very easy to use risk score. You do have to calculate it, but it's a much more straightforward risk assessment score than trying to just look at the patient and say, okay, do we discharge them today? Do we not discharge them today? With no guideline at all, and which is really what happens today. The patient starts to get better. They seem to be functioning better. And okay, well, it looks like it's time for you to go home. So this gives you that particular advantage. And so they did use this, and they found that when they did follow these people, there were, as I said, about 5,000, 385 of them during the first 30 days after discharge were either died or readmitted. So 30 of them died and 350 were readmitted. 385 patients, or 8% of the total of those 5,000 were admitted. And of those cases, 3 of those 30 died and 27 were readmitted. So it's really, you know, when you look at the weighting of who died and who was readmitted, the death rates weren't that high, not that that's acceptable, but just in terms of putting that into perspective. But it was very accurate to discriminate for early death. So they were really able with this index to predict who was at risk of dying, and moderately discriminative for readmission. So it still needs to be worked on a bit. In fact, the authors of the study have said that the index has to be validated using more primary data, that is data that they find at the hospital, and they recommend that it be reserved right now for outcomes research. They want to see what happens when you use this index, how predictive it is over the long term with regards to, you know, saying that is it going to really prevent patient harm, and that's what they're trying to evaluate first before applying decision-making processes to individual patients.
Okay.
So it is a very interesting index to use, and it likely will be brought into practice, but they need to validate it a little bit more. But it does offer a good tool.
There's not a risk of when you get you discharge from hospital, someone handing you a piece of paper, and it says, okay, now here's your risk of dying. That's not what they're working up to.
That's not what that is. That's
free. Okay.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Steve.
Thank you, doctor. Phew.